Could you please turn to Hebrews chapter 12, please? Depends where you are. If you still had your finger in Peter, you have to go left. If you went to Romans when I was reading it, you have to go right. But he's there. If you have a pew Bible, it's on page 1212. It's after the T's. That's how I remember where Hebrews is. It's also after Philemon. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 6, as we wind down to a close. The Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. What son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you're left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we've had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time, as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled, that no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. You know that afterward, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, and he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. A little bit heavy, a little bit relevant, because we're talking about suffering and enduring. We're talking about the fact that we like to hear when it's the glory of God, don't we? But then, when it's the suffering that we must embrace, we rejoice in our sufferings. Why would I do that? And then in Hebrews, the writer to the Hebrews says, look, when you're going through things, and God's disciplining you, receive it as you would a parent correcting. I'm not saying everything bad that happens to you is God doing it, but I am saying that there's nothing that happens that God doesn't allow, and everything that he's allowed is for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purposes. And we get through what we're facing as we face it. And he is on the other side of every faithful act. And so when it's hard and we don't, that's our fault. When it's hard and we do, God is on the other side of the do to meet us there, and we glory in these things. We glory in the hope and we glory in the sufferings. The things that are happening, the things that we do, the things that we don't do, the things that people do to us, God is working through us, through these things to make us, all of it. There's nothing happening that he doesn't allow. But there is good news, and we need to go home with good news, and it is in Romans chapter 5. It's in Romans chapter 5, and it says, beginning at verse 6 of Romans chapter 5, while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. One will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would even dare to die. You ever know a guy threw himself on a grenade for others, or you heard a story, right? Someone might do that. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Your sins are forgiven in Christ Jesus. If while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, and see here the changed life by faith, life and that more abundantly. Now that we are reconciled, now that we do walk in obedience, now that we do follow God, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Do you like that? Do you like that news? Do you need to hear it this morning? I need to hear it this morning. I'm going to read out to you again what I read in 2 Peter. You can check it in your Bibles if you want. God has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he's blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. Now there is good news. There's good news. In this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. Let's pray. God, we want to know peace and obtain access to your throne of grace. We desire to walk in the hope of the glory of God. We set our seal on the fact that God is true. Pour out the Holy Spirit you promised us. Fill us because of the righteousness of Christ, because of his death on the cross. Save us from our sin, Lord. And being saved, give us eyes to see how we may glorify you in how we're living out our lives. Grant that we might receive correction and repent of sin when you show us. God, give us the strength to stand firm in this faith we share and bear witness to this gospel that saves our lives and is destined to save others in Alva and the Hillfoots and points beyond. Guide us now as we remember the Lord's suffering the night before the cross. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.